And finally this evening, Pope Benedict XVI received over 100,000 adherents to the Movement for Communion and Liberation today in St. Peter's Square. Chris Altieri reports.
For over an hour before the Holy Father arrived in the square, the gathered faithful of CNL sang the morning praise of God in hymn and psalm, and listened to readings from the letters and speeches of Communion and Liberation's late founder, Monsignor Luigi Giussani, or Don Juice, as he was affectionately known among the membership of CNL. It was a dreary, drizzly day in Rome, but the spirits of the faithful were never dampened. And when the Holy Father arrived and made a tour of the packed square, the joy of those gathered to be received by him was overflowing.
Lo Spirito Santo ha suscitato nella Chiesa attraverso di lui un movimento, il vostro.
After words of greeting from Don Giussani's successor in the leadership of CNL, Father Julian Caron, the Holy Father told the faithful of the movement that the great merit of Communion and Liberation is its ability to bear witness to the beauty of being Christian in a time when the idea that Christianity is toilsome and oppressive is becoming more and more diffuse. CNL grew out of the educational and catechetical methods of Monsignor Luigi Giussani, who developed his methods working within Italy's Catholic Youth Association, which began in the northern Italian city of Milan, where Giussani was a teacher. CNL is present today in approximately 70 countries around the world, including the United States, with a particularly strong presence in Spain and Brazil. I'm Chris Altieri.